The White Angel by E.B. Cross. Narrated by Corey Snow.
Chapter 1. Pinned. Dublin, October 3rd. Rhys had never killed a woman before, but this assignment, his latest from the outfit, called for him to do so. It made him tight, uneasy, reluctant. He drained his pint of Guinness and placed it on the bar, watched the brown foam streak the sides of the empty glass, then glanced around the room. The horseshoe bar of the Shelburne Hotel was full of tourists and business people just off work. They stood too deep at the bar and crowded the tables along the walls. One woman directly across the bar from Rhys made bedroom eyes at him, but there was nothing he could do about it now. He was on an assignment, and it was time to deliver. He slipped a pound note under his empty glass, then reached down and plucked his leather weekender from the floor. Nodding and smiling, he wriggled away from the bar and walked out into the lobby. To his left, the sitting room was full of people enjoying tea and snacks. As he passed the reception desk, he nodded farewell to the clerk, who'd checked him out of the hotel a half hour earlier, then pushed through the glass doors and walked out under the canopy. The doorman at the foot of the stairs looked up and smiled.
"Would you be wanting a cab, sir?"
"No, thank you. I'm being picked up." Rhys looked across the street into the dark expanse of St. Stephen's Green. That afternoon he'd had a nice stroll there, killing time. He'd even sat beside the small lake for half an hour and read the papers while small boys sailed boats under the watchful eyes of nannies. The light changed at the corner of Grafton Street, and he watched the traffic race toward them. His caller had said he'd pick him up at 6 o'clock sharp, and that he'd be driving a forest green Jaguar XJ6. No Jaguar emerged from the stream of traffic. He checked his watch. A minute past six.
"Beautiful day today, wasn't it, sir?" the doorman remarked.
"Indeed it was."
"Is this your first trip to Dublin, sir?"
"No, I've been here many times." The light at Grafton Street changed again, and a new wave of traffic rolled toward them. Out of it emerged a forest-green Jaguar XJ6. Rhys moved toward it quickly, grateful for its punctuality and relieved not to have to make any more small talk with the doorman, who shot in front of him and held the passenger door open. Rhys ducked in and saw immediately that the back seat was occupied. The driver was a small man, no bigger than a jockey. He thrust out his hand and introduced himself.
"I'm Jenkins."
"Nice to meet you, Mr. Jenkins. I'm Warren Rhys.
That's what I..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?